Dee Dee Bridgewater can do it all. She sings jazz, acts on stage, and performs in Broadway musicals. In 1984, she moved to France and has become a huge sensation in Europe. Common Ground correspondent Reese Ehrlich caught up with Bridgewater during a recent tour. They talked about her music, her latest CD, and the changing political climate in Europe.
Speak low when you speak low. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon.
In France, they call her the Tina Turner of jazz. Dee Dee Bridgewater can belt out a song like Tina and also looks 20 years younger than anyone else her age. Bridgewater first became famous performing on Broadway in The Wiz and later in Lady Day, the story of Billie Holiday.
I believe in entertaining, you know. I used to say I come from the Sammy Davis school of entertainment, you know. In the old days, you used to have to be able to sing, to act, to dance, to do it all. Maybe part of the reason why jazz suffers as it does in terms of live performance is that there's no show.
C'est presque au bout du monde, ma barque vagabonde, errant gré de l'onde, m'y conduisit un jour.
For the past 15 years, Bridgewater concentrated her performances in Europe, where jazz artists are promoted like pop stars in the U.S. Bridgewater gets a serious budget for her musicians to perform in stadiums, theaters, and opera houses.
I was able to work there without having an album, without having a record company to do tour support. I liked it. I felt good there. I felt that I was in a lot healthier environment for my daughters, who at the time that we moved there definitively, they were 14 and 8. I wanted my daughters to be at least bilingual. I wanted them to know another language. I wanted them to know another culture.
For many years, African-American performers fled to Europe to escape segregation in America. Black artists could earn a decent living, and Europeans were perceived as less racist. While black Americans were treated better in Europe, Europeans always had their own prejudices. And, says Bridgewater, the situation has gotten much worse recently.
There is a kind of rise of segregation and racist attitudes that did not exist in the 90s, especially the early 90s. I started feeling it around 96, 97. I started saying, you know, in my interviews when people would say, is there still racism? I say, of course. It's just that the black person isn't the bottom rung of the ladder. It's the Arab.
And, says Bridgewater, racist attitudes are not limited to white Europeans. The Middle East conflict has spawned a rise in anti-Semitism as well.
I saw an Arab boy kick a Jewish boy, a Hasidic Jewish boy who had his little cap on, and I was stunned. I was shocked that we've gotten to that. But we have gotten to that. It's a global disease.
Bridgewater recently moved from France to a town near Las Vegas. But before she left Europe, she produced a CD based on the songs of Kurt Weill. The composer is perhaps best known for the Threepenny Opera and his other collaborations with playwright Bertolt Brecht. But Weill also spent the last years of his life in the Los Angeles area, composing some wonderful popular music and jazz. Bridgewater says Weill did particularly well working with Ira Gershwin.
The lyrics and the stories that these songs tell are much richer, much more profound than our staple of standards, you know, which come from the great American songbooks. And it's not to put down the Cole Porters or even Ira in his working with his brother George. But I find that Ira's lyrics, for example, in his collaborations with Kurt Weill, are much richer.
Kurt Weill and Ira Gershwin really had fun with the saga of Jenny, the story of a particularly cunning, fallen woman. Dee Dee Bridgewater has fun with it, too.
Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was gonna trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve, she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Dee Dee Bridgewater's CD featuring the music of Kurt Weill is called This Is New. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Erlin.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind.